You're listening to the Pretzel Podcast, a podcast about pretzels.
Welcome to the first episode of the Pretzel Podcast. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Michelle Madernowski. We are two Midwestern radio professionals with a love for pretzels.
Some might call it an obsession or at least a fixation. Really what it is, we eat a lot of pretzels at Michelle's desk.
Yeah, so I have a pretzel jar. And that's how I get people to come visit me, is by filling that jar with pretzels.
And I will say that people come and visit your desk even when you are not there.
But you are a regular customer at
I have
the pretzel
been,
jar.
I have been a regular customer at your pretzel jar for about 5 years, yes. I think.
But our love for pretzels goes much longer than that.
Both of us, I think, can trace our love for pretzels back to a time when we were younger and eating pretzels then. The truth of it is Michelle puts different brands of pretzels in there. People sometimes bring her bags of pretzels and they go in there. And conversation invariably ensues about what kind of pretzels these are and the relative merits of those pretzels, I'll say.
And how thirsty they are making us.
So it seemed like we might be tapping into something bigger here. Like, what can we give back to the industry that has brought us so much over the years?
So much. We have so much pretzel information to share with you.
And thus the Pretzel Podcast was born. And rather than just, you know, wax philosophical about pretzels every so often, we thought we'd make this news you can use.
Exactly.
Next time you're in the pretzel aisle at your grocery store,
think of us.
So typical episode of the Pretzel Podcast, what are we going to include?
A little bit of news, some headlines,
right?
Pretzels. We're going to taste pretzels, which will hopefully be as interesting for you as it is for us actually eating the pretzels.
And we might invite guests in to sample the pretzels as well, our auxiliary pretzel staff members.
The possibilities are endless.
Exactly.
Really.
And really, anything else you might want to know about your favorite pretzels. We might talk about pretzels in pop culture. We might talk about some shared pretzel memories.
Holiday pretzels.
Exactly. We'll try to be thematic and topical when it's possible. So should we start with pretzels in the news?
Yeah.
Pretzels in the news.
Pretzels in the news.
Pretzels in the news.
Pretzels in the news.
So my Google alert brings up
did you set up
plenty
a Google
of,
alert?
Of course I set up a Google alert on pretzels. There's a lot of market news. I'm not sure we're going to necessarily get into the – not the first episode, the business of pretzels, whether Frito-Lay is up 10%. Fourth quarter earnings for Mr. Salty.
I do have information on pretzel jobs, if anyone is interested. But we can get into that later.
All right. But this actually, in light of you've heard the story, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I think it is, have made plans to get married.
My coworker Rachel is very, very excited about that.
So in light of their plans to tie the proverbial knot, let's flash back to this past summer when the other royal couple or another royal couple tied literal knots, Prince William and his wife, Kate. They would be the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge to you next time you see them.
Okay.
They were visiting Heidelberg, Germany over the summer doing what it is that royals do, which is having a lot of photo ops, I think, and promoting the wonderful ties between the UK and Germany. While they were there, they learned the art of tying pretzels. You know, the old-fashioned, you roll out the dough.
You throw it up in the air a little bit.
Right. You got to do that little flick of the wrist and twist it into that familiar pretzel shape that we know and love. The word was that the Duchess was somewhat more skilled at it than Prince William was. But the mayor of Heidelberg said he thought they both did a credible job. He was being very diplomatic, I think.
Big pretzel news.
Yes. So I remember I can recall one time when I attempted to make pretzels myself, and I don't know that I got the dough elastic enough to do the full flick. I think it was more rolling it out on the board and then painstakingly attempting to tie it into that shape and failing miserably. Have you ever tried tying pretzels yourself?
No, but I think I should now.
We could probably go to your kitchen and record this.
Okay.
We can go to my kitchen and record it too. But
we could have a chef help us.
Maybe we could find ourselves at a pretzel factory and somebody could show us the art of pretzel making there, and then we could compare it to doing it in one of our home kitchens.
Yeah, I think we have to have big goals, and that's one of them is to go to a pretzel factory.
Do you know about pretzels we should feature on the Pretzel Podcast? Get in touch with us by email at pretzelpodcast@gmail.com or on social media by following us at Pretzel Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
You have traveled to a local grocery store.
Yes.
Supermarket.
I went to my grocery store of choice and got two different kinds of pretzels.
And
they're pretty classic.
Yeah, these are pretzels that I think regardless of where you are in this fine country of ours, you should have no trouble tracking down in your grocery store or supermarket, probably even convenience store.
Yes, and I tend to buy them a lot for my pretzel jar because they go on sale like every other week. The
two
other brand.
Two for $5.
Yeah, two for five. So that's pretty much how I decide what pretzels will go in the jar. But I don't think I've ever eaten them side by side. So I'm interested to find out which one I actually like better. So I'll start with the rolled gold. Tiny twists, 1 pound original bag.
And it should go without saying, but we're going to say it anyway. Pretzels have to have salt or seasoning of some kind.
Yes, yeah. I think the other brand they sell a pretzel with no salt, and I didn't understand why.
Not sure you could. Yeah, I mean it's
no.
The classic case of like playing an unplugged electric guitar.
Just don't do it.
All right. So we're going to start with rolled gold. What can you tell us? I mean, we've all seen rolled gold. We're broadcasting this from Wisconsin, and there's a nice kind of connection to our state.
I wouldn't use the word nice. So rolled gold was created in 1917 as the American Cone and Pretzel Company. Bonus points if you know what cone refers to. When Pretzel and Cone Company.
I would have guessed ice cream cone, but...
don't know.
Don't forget pretzelpodcast@gmail.com if you have any inside information on the American Cone and Pretzel Company.
So it's a Philadelphia businessman, L.J. Shoemaker. The company went from being called the American Cone and Pretzel Company to Rolled Gold, and then in 1960 is when the Wisconsin connection comes in. So the family that owned the company was going to sell it to Red Dot Foods in Madison, Wisconsin, but the deal fell through because the company in Wisconsin went bankrupt, and then the owner committed suicide. And that's the Wisconsin connection.
And then in the end, so obviously Red Dot, they didn't buy it. Frito-Lay ends up buying
it. Yeah, the next year in 1961, and it's been with Frito-Lay since then.
So we've all looked at these bags of rolled gold pretzels forever probably, and I don't know that I've ever sat there and considered what in the world R-O-L-D is supposed to mean. My guess now.
Yes?
You roll out the dough, right?
Okay, so... This is a man on the internet that I found who said where the name came from.
Okay.
So it could be as true as what you're rolling out the dough. He said it had to do with the color of the pretzel, and rolled gold was short for something about like rolling gold color onto things.
Huh.
And it's a play off of that term. I should have put it in my notes.
That's all right, but it's funny because you know it's like another one of those words that you always see and you never really stop to consider what in the world R-O-L-D is.
Yeah,
Rolled Gold, pretty big pretzel company, 11 different kinds of pretzels. Is that right?
Yes, but I'm assuming there might be more because they add in different things during the holidays.
Seasonal Rolled Golds.
Yes.
I always look forward to the Arbor Day pretzels. How about you?
President's Day. Those are the best.
the ones shaped like Lincoln.
So I think because I want to try these side by side, I'm going to talk about our other brand of pretzels that I brought along, and that's Snyder's of Hanover.
And we should distinguish, right?
Yes, big. Yeah, it's not Snyder of Berlin.
What's interesting, of course, is both Hanover and Berlin are cities in Germany, which is, one of the places that pretzels developed. In fact, I'm sure Prince William could tell us about this, having had the pretzel instruction earlier this year. But in this case, I think both Hanover and Berlin are places in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So this company goes back to 1909, so it just beat out Rolled Gold. Harry V.
Wareheim, I think.
Wareheim? He started making them. And then In 1950 is when the Hanover Pretzel Company was split into two, and that's where you have the Snyders of Hanover and Snyder of Berlin, which also makes pretzels, but isn't as readily available as the Hanover version.
So who owns Snyder's of Hanover today?
So Snyder's combined with another company that makes other snack foods, and now it's called Snyder's Lance. So that's kind of like the parent company of this. And there is another Wisconsin connection. There's a number of operations in the state. I don't know exactly what they do, but based upon the jobs that I found posted on their website, I think we can get a good feel of what those facilities do. And also for people interested in a pretzel career.
That would be a twist.
The Beloit operation is hiring a seasoner to work second shift. Do you just like check out the
bringing a new meeting to seasonal work? I'd spend the day seasoning pretzels.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's not done by hand anymore. And then if you want to be closer to where we are in Franklin, they have a part-time sanitation specialist that they're hiring.
So should we try these bags?
Sure. So Snyder's we have is the pretzel sticks, the original flavor, and then we have the twist for the rolled gold. Snyder's costs, I think, like 20 cents more at the grocery store. So it's kind of like a luxury brand.
That is the family size you have brought with you. So we're going to start with the Snyder's. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take a handful of the sticks, although honestly, to do it right, we should probably each just try one. And as we're getting ready to taste
these. Do you have a preference of stick over twist?
I tend to like sticks better, honestly. I don't know why that is. But we should briefly talk about how we rate these pretzels.
Oh, yes.
We have something we call the pretzel pyramid.
We hired a
food consultant to drop.
We had a whole
the FDA
lab
has cooked up the pretzel pyramid. And it includes taste, aftertaste, mouthfeel, aesthetics, how do they look, and is the bottom of the bag filled with grit and pretzel shards?
Which we're not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing yet.
I have been known, I don't know if when you were a kid, you licked your fingers and stuck them in the bottom of the bag to get that last bit of salt.
Sometimes I'll just line it up with my mouth and then shake the bag.
Harder when you were a smaller kid, though, because your mouth is smaller.
It helps when you have glasses because then that protects your eyes.
Right. It's eye protection. It is always good to have eye protection when you're emptying the bag of pretzels. And then something we call the pretzel twist, which is any other basis that we want to grade them down or up. Does the name annoy us?
Special sauce.
Right. Exactly. All right. Sound of us chewing pretzels.
It tastes like a pretzel.
It does. I think, you know, I'm not sure. I'm going to have another one here.
Mm-hmm. I like these pretzels.
I think they are perfectly serviceable pretzels. The nice thing about a pretzel like this, you're gnawing the salt off.
Yeah, I like the big chunks of salt.
Right. I agree. The big chunks of salt are good. From an aesthetic standpoint, you know, you can actually see some of the marks where they were heated up on the machine that
bakes
the pretzels.
They dip nicely into your peanut butter.
Right, or your mustard cup or whatever. Mm-hmm. And actually, honestly, there is a good amount of salt on each one.
Yeah, I think when you're having non-flavored regular pretzels, salt is really important.
Honestly, there's not a lot of aftertaste with this.
Mm-mm.
Which means you have to eat a lot of them to keep that pretzel taste in your mouth.
Should we compare it to rolled gold?
Yeah. So I think I enjoyed those Snyder's pretzel sticks.
As did I.
All right. So I'm looking at the rolled gold here. The baking marks are not as apparent, but they're there as well. I'm not seeing as much salt on these, are you? I mean, I wonder if you unwrap this, whether it would be about the same amount of, you know, salt to dough ratio as the sticks.
I wonder how much more pretzel is in a twisted pretzel than a stick. If you unwrap the pretzel, how long would it be?
Right, the sort of square footage of a pretzel.
They kind of taste like the other ones.
You know, I'm liking, actually, as far as the texture goes, I kind of like these better.
Because of the shape or because of the
No, they're just a little crisper. And yet, I like the salt to dough ratio better on the Snyder's.
So if we could combine them, That would be something.
Does Snyder's make a tiny twist, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, they each – I feel like that's the most popular way for companies to sell pretzels is the tiny twist and the sticks. And then, you know, anything outside of that is like an extra bonus.
Right. There's a – I think it's – Snyder's makes the ones that are shaped like little radiators, right?
Oh, yeah. The butter ones I think have come in that shape.
What are we thinking? Neither one of them has a particularly strong aftertaste.
I thought I would be able to tell them apart more than I can. I just keep eating pretzels
now.
I
just went back, for those of you not watching in on our live video feed, I just went back to the the Snyder's. I think I like the Snyder's. I would give the Snyder's a slight edge, I think, and largely based on salt.
I think the Snyder's are thinner too, so you don't have as much of the like inner pretzel, if that makes sense. Like you have more surface area that is the golden brown color.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's probably the best part of the pretzel.
From a value standpoint, I'm looking at both of these bags, and they both seem to be pretty – I mean, first of all, they're both pretty full.
Yeah, they're both a pound.
Right, and I don't see a lot of smashed up pretzels. I mean, it's hard to – you know, both of them have the sneaky window, so you can't really see to the bottom of the bag.
On the rolled gold, they have a clear stripe on the back.
Oh, look at
so
that.
You can see how far up it goes, but Snyder's, you just have to.
You've spilled some Snyder's on the console here, but. Any nutrition you'd like to point out?
Okay, so the second ingredient for Snyder's is water.
Hmm.
And the second one is salt on the rolled gold.
Where does water fall on the rolled gold?
They don't list water.
So do you have any other impressions of either of those that we should take into account?
I think I will continue to buy whatever is on sale. It's my takeaway.
So that is our first episode. If there is a pretzel out there that you think we should really try or you just want to get in touch with us, you can reach out via Twitter or Instagram at Pretzel Podcast.
I should probably stop eating pretzels so that I can say you can also send us an email at pretzelpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm Mitch Teich.
I'm Michelle Maternowski.
We'll talk to you next time.
The Pretzel Podcast is a production of National Pretzel Radio in association with Pretzel Radio International and the Pretzel Broadcasting Service.
And take this with a grain of salt, but the Pretzel Podcast is produced at and distributed by
WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio.